Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today's a tough day, isn't it? Yes, thank you. It is a tough day. It's a tough day because it's a day that we remember those who have died this past year and all the years in the past. It's a time when we have many feelings that are stirred up that we would rather not be stirred up. Brings back a lot of memories. Memories to the day when you realized that normal was never going to be normal again. And we all have a day like that in our lives. A day in which we grieved like we never grieved before in our life. Grief is the strongest of all the emotions. And I think it's the strongest of all the emotions because of the pain that we feel, but also because you can't keep it down. It just keeps coming up again and again, all of the hurts. You can't compartmentalize it. It shows up whenever it feels like showing up. And you say, why am I feeling like this? I remember having a conversation with my mother 3 days after my, 3 years after my father died. And I just started crying. And she said, what are you crying about? And I said, I just miss Dad so much. And she said, haven't you gotten over that yet? No. I didn't. I don't think you ever get over that because it's something that is with you your entire life. It breaks down barriers that we put up, doesn't it? It's that vulnerability, that anger, that frustration, that despair when you realize there's nothing that you can do. And you know what? We don't know what to do with that. As people who suffer in grief and as people who see others who are suffering. We try to hide it, don't we? Especially our young men. What do we tell them? Suck it up. Stop crying, right? We're not helping them at all. We need for them to let it out. We try to protect our children from it, don't we? We don't want them to feel that hurt. We try to push it down. We try to make it as if it doesn't exist. We try not to invite it in, but what does it do? It shoves its way into our lives. We try to go around it, but we know that we have to go through it. There's a loss. There's a death of someone or something. It could be a job. It could be our health. And we cannot control it. How many of us have said these words that Mary said, Lord, if you had been there, my brother would be alive. It's as if we're saying, where are you? Where were you? Why didn't you come? Lord, if you loved me, why would you let fill in the blank die? We've all said those words at some point in our lives. And grief, you know, we can see it in others, can't we? We can see it in the tears that they shed. We can touch it when they collapse in our arms and feel it. And we can hear it in the weeping and their cries. Jesus saw grief all around him, didn't he? We heard that in today's gospel story. He heard it in the weeping. He saw it in the tears. He felt it. He touched it. Mary throwing herself at his feet. Jesus experienced the same thing that we experience when we see others grieving. But you know something? Death touches us even more intimately than that. You know, it's very different when it happens to someone else than when it happens to us. And I'll call that the first time there's that big loss in our lives. And we can all remember what that was. We can remember what grief felt like for us. We can remember looking in the mirror and seeing swollen eyes and red faces. We could touch it, right? You had this hole and this pain in your heart that you felt like you could touch. We could feel it in the tears that came down our faces. We could hear it in our own cries. And you know something? We could taste it when we were trying to lick away the tears that came around our mouths. I remember when my father had died 20 years ago, and I came back to work, and there was a friend of mine that said, "I am so very sorry for your loss." And I said, "Thank you." And in my heart, I said, "I don't ever want him to feel this pain." But unfortunately, in my heart, I knew at some point he was going to feel this pain, but I didn't want him to feel it. And a few months after that, his father died suddenly, as my father did. And when he came back to work, he came into my office and started to cry. And he said to me, "I'm so sorry." I said, "It's okay." He said, "Do you even know why I'm apologizing to you?" I said, "I do." He said, "When I said to you I was sorry for your loss, I didn't understand what that felt like. I had not experienced that loss. I had no idea what you were going through until I experienced that loss. And I am so sorry, and I feel like a fraud to everyone I've ever apologized to that had lost their parents." And I said, "We all know that. We know that. You don't have to apologize. I'm just sorry that you have to be going through it now." Death touched Jesus that day, very intimately. You know, it goes beyond him looking at those who were crying. This was his beloved friend. Lazarus was his beloved friend. Whenever he was in town, that's where he stayed. It was the place where he could go and he could kick back and put his feet up on the table, right? And relax. Do we all have friends like that? The feet table people, you know, we can kick off our shoes and just relax. And that's what it was like for Jesus. This was his friend. You know, sometimes we forget the human side of Jesus, don't we? And are you curious what Jesus might have said a couple times when he was in that house with Lazarus? Really, these disciples just don't get it. They just don't get it. Or some other things that he might have said. He might have said those things. The human side of Jesus. And so here is his best and beloved friend who dies. And the words that are used here in the translation, where it says he's greatly disturbed, he goes beyond being greatly disturbed. He is moved to the core, to that inside. You know how we feel, like you don't know if you're going to throw up or what you're going to do. Your whole inside is rocked to the core in grief, as well as the outside. It says he's deeply moved. It goes beyond that. It goes to that passionate anger over what just happened that we feel also. Jesus feels the same exact thing. He sees it. He touches it. He feels it. He hears it in his own cry. A cry that welled up from inside and just came out. He sheds tears. And do you think he tasted the saltiness of those tears? You see, Jesus, God incarnate, God with us, suffers deeply at the death of his friend. He grieves to the very core. We have a God who suffers with us, who knows exactly what it feels like. Just like my friend Vince, who said, "I didn't know. I'm so sorry." God knows our suffering because we have a God who suffers with us. But we don't just have a God who suffers with us. We have a God who suffers with us, and we have a God who does not let death and grief have the final say. Did you hear these words spoken loudly? Lazarus, up until this point in time, we don't know who it is that's in that tomb, do we? Lazarus, come out. And he does. How is it that a dead man hears? Now, we're talking dead. We wanted to make sure that we understood he was dead for 4 days. And this dead man hears the voice of Jesus. And what does he do? He comes out. He knows the shepherd's voice. He hears Jesus call his name. Just as Jesus calls the names of our loved ones. Not even death can stop us from hearing Jesus when he calls our name. Not even death can stop us when Jesus calls our name. We will hear. Abundant grace sounds like your name being called when you're dead and you walk out of the tomb. And what does Jesus say after that? Unbind him. The death clothes are removed. Oh, and by the way, what do you think it smells like after 4 days? What is it that Martha said? Jesus, it's been 4 days. It's not going to smell pleasant, is it? Because death stinks in more ways than one, doesn't it? Emotionally, and yes, physically. The death clothes are removed, and Lazarus is free to take a shower, free to be cleansed in the waters to get the stink off him. And then, days later, he will be sitting at the table with Jesus and the disciples, eating together. For us today, we have a God who suffers with us. And we have a God who will not let death have the final say. Because Jesus Christ is the resurrection. Just a few verses before this, Jesus declared, I am the resurrection. Remember that I am. It's the same one that was used when God identified God's self to Moses. I am. It's not that Jesus does rise. It's that Jesus is risen, is the resurrection. Jesus Christ, who suffers with us, says to those who have died, all of the names that you said today, say them out loud all at once. Come out. Let's do that again. Ready? Say them. Come out. Unbind her. Jesus Christ, who suffers with us today, says to you and to me, on this very day, Jeannie, come out. George, come out. Lucy, come out. Marianne, come out. Unbind him. Unbind her. That is grace, abundant grace. And for that, we give thanks. Amen.